panel for the criminal justice realignment allocations for fiscal year 11-12. This is an action item. Hello again, Zlatko. Welcome, Mike. Thank you.
Chief. Good afternoon, Chief Justice and members of the council. As you know, I'm Mike Roddy, the executive officer in San Diego, member of the council, but I'm here in this capacity as a member of the trial court budget working group. And I've been asked to introduce this item. The Budget Act of 2011 provided $17.7 million in court operational funding and $1.1 million in court security-related funding associated with the Criminal Justice Realignment Act of 2011. On August 2nd, a subcommittee of the Trial Court Budget Working Group met by conference call, and on August 8th, the full Trial Court Budget Working Group met to develop recommendations for the allocation of these funds to the trial courts for this fiscal year. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Zlatko Theodorovich to go over in more detail the recommendations of the Trial Court Budget Working Group with respect to these funds.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I think you're all aware of the realignment and what it means to the branch in terms of workload. In the short term, we have additional revocation workload related to those that are at the local level on post-release community supervision. In a couple of years from now, we're going to be going to including all parolees that are currently managed by the Board of Parole Hearings. We're going to be responsible for all revocation actions. The funds that are before you for consideration for allocation are for three-quarters of the fiscal year. We see that funding growing to $23.5 million next year. The methodologies that were considered by the subgroup and also presented to the Trial Court Budget Working Group were to look at the estimated caseload that was developed by the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. There was an alternative methodology where we would just only fund a minimum courts that had a minimum of 12 hearings a year. One was to wait until the end of the fiscal year and allocate the funds based on workload. The unanimous consensus conclusion was that we allocate based on the projected workload from CDCR. What is critical here is that we track this workload. In 2 years' time, we will be needing to go back to the administration, and in fact, we should be tracking it now to the extent that the resources are insufficient and letting the administration and legislature know that the workload is greater than was anticipated. There were some fundamental assumptions in terms of time spent and the numbers of revocation actions, but it's incumbent upon us as a branch to track that information so that we can provide a full reporting back to the administration and justify whatever funding requests we need in the next couple of years. So with that, the Budget Working Group recommends that the Judicial Council approve the 11-12 allocation as contained in the attachment, and that there's a permanent transfer of security funding associated with that regarding court security, and that we track the necessary information to support our future budget requests going forward.
Thank you. Discussions? Questions?
I have one question. Yes. How would you propose tracking it? Are we supposed to – are there going to be forms, or how's it going to be done so we will be able to – indicate to them how much time is being spent and resources are being
applied. We have a subcommittee that is working on implementation of the revocation process, and so we think that some of the core information is clearly the number of petitions that are filed, but we think that we also should track some other metrics that we think would be important to indicate how we've deployed the resources. But with that, through that subcommittee, we think it will be a way to really refine and hone in on what issues need to be tracked.
Thank you.
Chief, just to add one small note real quickly, just to note that this allocation is for this fiscal year only, because given the fact that we didn't really have workload estimates other than those provided by CDCR, the committee felt that to get the money out was the right thing to do, but I think we will be back to revisit the allocation next year if we find that the workload numbers are different than what we've been told. So this is really just a one-year allocation of this money.
Good point.
Thank you, Chief. So, you know, as we take on this new responsibility, a lot of us are really new to this whole process of trying to figure out what the appropriate solution is going to be. So it's going to take us a little bit of time to get ramped up, to get this program up and running. Is there an expectation that if we don't utilize all these funds this year that they're going to have to be returned, or is this something that we can build because some of the components that we're going to be instituting perhaps locally that are going to be unique, and it would certainly be helpful moving into next year. So that's a...
Well, I think we need to be prepared to respond to that question from the administration when they ask us how have we spent the funds. I think they're in our budget this year. But we have to be wise about how we do this. If we find that we roll it out in a much cheaper way than was anticipated in the original estimates, we should be prepared to, I think, in all honesty, provide the real fiscal impact and not just expect that this is excess funds going forward. So we should be cautious about how we use these funds, and to the extent that in this fiscal year there may be excess, we need to be prepared that the future projections might be reduced based on that information that we would have to provide. Because they'd ask that question.
Kim.
So I just wanted to make note of the fact that it would be very unlikely for the very first revocation hearing to happen before January, given the implementation date of October. You have to give the defendants time to actually get back to their counties, their behavior is being monitored, and so forth. And so, and then there's the 45-day waiting period from the time, you know, that the probation department decides that they want to, have a hearing to the actual date that it could occur. So I'm on a group that's looking at this, and I think what we're going to find is that it'll be very unlikely to have any hearings before January, and there may even be few and far between for the first few months that we're getting this program ramped up. So I think it's highly likely that at the end of year one, we may not have workload that will look like what we've got here just because of these time delays, but that doesn't mean that the workload won't come. It's right. Just that it will be there will be a timing issue that we would have to address, I think, in terms of responding to the governor's office going forward, that we just right. Simply haven't had time to get it, get it fully implemented.
Judge Wesley?
I just don't plan on not having any hearings. I forget what the percentage was, but the Department of Corrections gave us a percentage of people that get released and fail to appear. And so there'll be warrants out for them right away. They'll be picked up right away, and there'll be a revocation proceeding fairly quickly. I agree with you, Kim. I don't think that we'll have a full picture for a while, but I think we could have revocation hearings fairly quickly because it was like a 15 or 20% failure to appear rate, which means that those people are going to be before us pretty quickly.
And hopefully everybody is the participation in the community corrections group that is planning on how to implement realignment in each county is aware of what their priorities are and to what extent they'll be using the alternative sanctions, because that'll be a big key as to how long the gap will be between the initial revocation action and final hearing. How often will they go through an alternative sanction?
Correct.
Thank you. Judge O'Malley.
I would move to
adopt the proposal.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Jim Penrod. Any further discussion or comment? All in favor of passing the recommendation as stated?
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Zlatko.